It's time for some of your thoughts on our recent stories.
Last Monday, we invited Sara Jordan on the program. She's the Westboro Middle School teacher who resigned after controversy ensued when one of her lessons on the media included a clip from rap artist Eminem.
Eminem is controversial. I told my students, well, look at what you're watching. We've done critical listening and critical viewing and taking notes. Let's look at your life and take a critical look.
This story received a wave of responses from listeners, both in support of and in opposition to Sara Jordan's decision to use Eminem as a teaching tool. KDJMom3 wrote on our website, "I applaud her efforts to meet the kids where they are, not where we wish they were. And I hope that this controversy provokes parents into having more frank conversations with their children about what they are doing and seeing."
But those opposed included listener Beth, who writes this, "Just because some of the students had already been exposed to this type of media, it was wrong to assume they all had seen similar videos."
On Tuesday, Common Health co-host Carrie Goldberg shared the top 10 things not to say to the parents of preemies, based on a new study that looked at the effects of insensitive comments on parents. Much of the research was validated by Carrie's own experience of giving birth to her son 2 months before her due date.
Early on, he looked more like an alien fetus than an actual baby.
Sure.
But nonetheless, you know, I'll never forget that a very lovely, supportive friend of mine came to visit me. And her reaction when she saw him when we were in the hospital was, "Oh, he's a little monkey baby."
Oh, my God. Rachel T. wrote on her website, "I had my 2-year-old at 30 weeks and I'm pregnant again, now at 25 weeks and praying for as many weeks as I can get. I am so happy that you brought this topic up."
Last Wednesday, we spoke with Landing Studio architect Daniel Adams about the best way to develop Boston's waterfront. Listener John Rouse called in just as we were running out of time, but later wrote on our website, "Boston is the only major port city in the country without a maritime education and history center. I was disappointed to just miss getting on the show to hear your guests' reaction about how such an organization and facility could enhance our waterfront and the public's understanding of how important maintaining a working waterfront is to the future of our city."
Listeners, your thoughts are important to us, so please keep those comments, questions, criticisms, maybe even some praise coming our way. You can find all of the ways to contact us at radioboston.org.
Well, coming up, going from 16 to 18, new thinking about the dropout crisis in Massachusetts high schools. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.